Hello, welcome to Michael and Jeremy's weekly podcast, episode 3, May 3rd, 2006. Today's topics are Mac OS X virus, Nintendo Wii, the new Apple ads, new Yahoo Mail beta, it seems like Yahoo owns everything, is anything made by Google not in beta, and BitTorrent in Mac OS X 10.5. Okay, Jeremy, what do you think about the whole Mac OS X virus? Well, I mean, there's really nothing to think about it.
It said it was complete BS.
Yeah, I mean...
That's all we need to really know.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. It was BS. Nobody... Well, I mean, some people got it. Almost nobody got it, though.
It wasn't even a virus. Anyway, okay. All right. Nintendo Wii.
Nintendo Wii. Change it from the Go. Go Wii. Go Wii. All right, what about
Nintendo Wii, it was a bad name. It's a bad name, Nintendo Wii.
Yeah, just but that Revolution Wii was never that much
I'm going to take a Nintendo Wii.
Yeah, the jokes about the Nintendo Wii will never end.
Nintendo Wii. Nintendo
Wii. What do you think the head of Nintendo's going to say at E3? He's going to say, now presenting the Wii!
We'll all laugh. Maybe we'll change the name, you know, because I was pretty sure they're going to keep the Revolution, because they kept DS.
They kept DS.
And DS is kind
dual
of...
Dual screen, yeah.
It's kind of a weird name, too.
It is kind of weird.
It's no Wii.
It's no Wii, though, yeah.
So, Nintendo Wii, question is, are you going to buy one?
That's a good question. I will probably buy one, because it's rumored to be $200, and
or less,
probably not less, though, because $200 for a next-gen console is kind of already stretching it, but, some pretty good games come out, Mario Kart Online, on a real, like, online, not
yes,
the Nintendo
yeah.
Online.
Because the DS, if you hold it for more than about 10 minutes,
it starts to hurt
your hand is going to... Yeah, you're...
Feels like you have tendonitis.
Yeah, or something.
Or arthritis.
Or you're going to get... You feel like you're going to get carpal tunnel.
Some horrible disease. That's all we know.
Or even Hunters, yeah, that problem too, but not as much. Well, actually, more, but...
I had that problem in Hunters.
Hunters is fun, but anyway.
Anyway,
DS... Yeah, they kept the name DS. I thought they kept the name Revolution.
Revolution.
Now, why Wii? With
well,
two
they said
W-I-I.
Okay, well, apparently in Japanese, Wii means the number 5 or something like that.
I don't think so. I don't think it means anything in Japanese.
I heard that somewhere. Some Japanese guy said that.
I heard it doesn't mean... They can't even pronounce it in Japanese.
Whatever. But anyway, I heard somewhere it meant 5, but I'm probably wrong, so don't take that as
so,
true.
Nintendo Wii, crappy name.
Yeah,
or hopefully a good console. Maybe a little underpowered. They might not put enough stuff in there because it's gonna have rumored like only 96 megs of RAM.
Well, like I said before,
no HD support, so they don't need that RAM, I guess. But they're gonna put 256 RAM and like a 1.825 dual.
Like I said though, and I'll say it again, if your console doesn't have to have amazing graphics, but if it has good games, it's gonna sell no matter what.
Yeah,
people will buy it for
PSP
good games.
Versus DS, Nintendo's
exactly.
Only, especially in Japan. But
PSP is a much better machine, but the DS just has so many more games. It has games. Period is really what I should say. Because the PSP
Hunters, Mario Kart,
yeah,
and a few other ones. PSP has nothing.
Yeah, pretty much nothing.
Has some bad UMD movies. Which,
well, actually, most of the DVDs coming out on... most DVDs
like
coming out now.
Every DVD has a UMD now.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
But no one...
A lot of the Japanese ones have it.
There's lots of porn on UMDs in Japan.
Wow, Jeremy, thank you so much. Gonna have to go back and edit that. Or
no,
maybe
that's
not.
Just porn.
Yeah, okay.
The Japanese
porn,
like porn.
Porn.
They
porn.
Like... I like it a lot.
Jeremy, you just offended the whole Japanese nation.
They do. They like
okay.
It.
Okay.
Because...
Shut up, I gotta edit. Making me want to edit more.
Because in the U.S., you're not supposed to talk about sex. In Japan, you're not supposed to talk about violence. Or, like, on TV, they can have sex but no violence. For here, it's the opposite way. So, if something like GTA, they... Well,
freak out.
Yeah, but for something like, you know...
Okay, we go. Let's go back to the Wii.
But the sex scandal GTA, they're like, okay. You know, they don't really care. So.
Okay, let's go back to Wii.
The new Apple ads.
Okay, let's go.
Apple has new ads, which...
Saw them on TV last night, actually.
I don't watch that much TV, or at least not anything yesterday.
I saw one on TV when I was watching,
whatever the heck's on.
Whatever, it was on Fox, that's all I know.
American Idol?
No, I don't watch American... That's a crappy show.
What, do you watch House?
I actually kind of like House, but I wasn't watching House.
Seinfeld on 7:30?
I don't know. The point is, I saw the new Apple ad, And
I saw them online.
It sucks. Yeah. It. I mean, it doesn't
Actually, it's not that. It's better than their Switch ads.
Yeah.
I never saw one of those on TV either. So.
Apple got a new PR group. That's why they have all these new ads.
Are you sure? I don't think so.
I think they did.
I have like laptop. I looked that up. So. Maybe. Yeah, I don't think so. New Apple ads, crap.
They're not that good. If you want to watch them, you... Okay, hold on a second. 1 minute, please. So, number three, or no, number four.
Yahoo Mail beta. Is anyone, I don't know, I haven't tried it yet. It's supposed to be better than Gmail, supposedly.
Everybody uses Gmail, though. I mean...
Yeah, I wouldn't use it, but...
Awesome.
I think it's kind of hard to get. I heard it's supposed to be better than Gmail.
Gmail, you still need the invites. But you can get an invite,
like, if you do a Google search for free Gmail. I think you can, with your cell phone, they'll send you a text message with an invite.
Okay, well, anyway.
So it's not hard
Yahoo,
to get
Yahoo.
So.
Yahoo Mail beta. What features are they going to have that's better than...
It's pretty. It's like, it's a lot like Gmail, except it probably has more of the Ajax stuff. So you don't have to refresh every time you want to do something, kind of like Gmail.
I guess. So it's like live?
It's like Gmail.
Okay. Anything else? But that's like Gmail. There's nothing new about it.
It's good. Like Gmail.
And it's made by Yahoo.
Yes, which Yahoo, they own everything.
Delicious, Flickr.
Flickr. And Confabulator.
Yeah, they bought Confabulator, and it's
not Yahoo Widgets. So, of course, Confabulator, I guess if you don't have a Mac, you use Confabulator.
Well, of course, I use my widgets, so... My dashboard. Ever since I had to delete my account, I turned it back on.
Because you've been too lazy to turn it back off.
I didn't want to turn it back off. The only widgets I have are the screen capture widget, weather, Google, and the calendar.
I like the Wikipedia widget.
There's a Wikipedia widget?
Yeah.
I don't look for them. Alright, anyway.
I don't actually use widgets, so, you know...
Especially, not a lot of people do. It was just really an add-on. My sister loves them, though.
Yeah, we're sisters.
My sister doesn't really use her computer that much, except for widgets.
Widgets. I liked the way the Confabulator did it, where they had them actually on the desktop.
That's kind of cool. Now you actually have to press F12.
And then you just get the little screen. So, yeah. Yahoo owns everything, you know? Yeah. They own everything.
And then Google makes everything.
Google.
And it sucks
most of the
time. No,
Google doesn't make a lot. Well, they made... Yeah.
The way Google worked was, back when they were still a search engine company, they said, okay, our goal is to get money. So, they made the search engine. It was a big hit. So they say, okay, we have money. Oh, crap. What do we do now? So, they start throwing out all this stuff. They're like, let's make a calendar. Let's make an email client. Blah, blah, blah. And then they hired a bunch of developers or whatever, and they said, okay, if your idea takes, you get a bonus. That's their grand scheme of the things.
Yeah, well, Gmail's good, and Google Homepage, I don't use it for anything other than trying to host stuff, but that doesn't work that
well. Google Video's okay, except
Google
for the...
Google Video,
it's good, except for the whole fact that it looks like crap.
Well, even YouTube and stuff, they look pretty bad also.
But it looks better than Gmail. And I mean, like,
Google
even
Video.
The homepage of Google Video, it just sucks really bad.
Yeah, Yeah, Google Video, I like Google Video, though. It just if it would look a little better.
It's okay.
It probably kills a lot of bandwidth, though.
Another thing about Google is anything that they have not...
It looks like crap,
yeah.
Usually.
It seems like anything that Google has made is still in beta, except for Flickr. Is Flickr in beta?
Flickr is not by Google, that's by Yahoo.
I mean, not Yahoo, except for,
What's not in beta, Google?
I know.
There's the
Google
search.
Google Video.
That's
in
beta, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, oh, I was listing what is in beta.
What is in beta? Everything but search and news, I think.
Is Maps still in beta?
It might not be. You know, Maps might not... It's not...
Because I know Earth is still.
Well, Earth... Well, no, I don't think Earth's in beta either. Just for the map, it's beta.
Well, okay, so what else?
Maps.google is not in beta.
Nope, it just says Maps. Okay, so let's see what else there is. There's book search.
I'm pretty sure that's
desktop.
In beta.
Is desktop in beta?
Desktop is
not in beta.
But no one uses Google Desktop.
My dad, he has it downloaded. I don't know. He never uses it though.
It's
like
for is Talk in beta?
I don't know.
Earth isn't in beta.
Earth isn't in beta. That's amazing. Talk. Let's see. Talk. Okay, Talk.
It's beta.
It's beta, of course.
Yeah, it's beta. Gmail's. Is Gmail in beta?
Let's see. Gmail. There it is. Gmail. Gmail
Last time I knew it was in beta. You know, it's
beta.
Still in beta.
Gmail's been out for a while too. Is Blogger in beta?
No, of course. Blogger they bought. It's
They bought it.
It's everything's in beta.
A lot of it.
Most of it is.
Pack
is not a
beta.
It's beta.
Oh man.
Did anyone download Google Pack?
No, because it's just a way for them to not sell you, but.
Give you your
get
crap.
All this stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, you're gonna download what
it's
you
an
want.
Unsuccessful. It's an unsuccessful marketing scheme.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it was unsuccessful.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
it was not very successful.
Not very successful. So
Google
not a lot
still has everything in beta.
Okay.
So Google, they like beta.
They like their betas.
They like beta more than.
They you never
video
see
game
the,
companies like beta.
You never see the alpha stage, only the beta stage.
That's
because
it's
lots
alpha.
Of beta in Google. Okay.
Do you use the Google homepage?
Not that.
No, I don't have the Google homepage.
Have you ever used the Google homepage? Okay, is it actually in...
Let's see.
Personalized home. Have you ever... See, you got the little...
Is it beta?
No. I don't think it is. You can add stuff, make it your own.
Okay. I'll get into that later.
Okay. And you can miss it.
Anyway, last and final subject is BitTorrent macOS 10.5. They're going to have BitTorrent built into OS 10.5.
Now, the reason they're doing this is to save bandwidth on a variety of subjects. Such as if you're downloading a software update in macOS, it'll use some of your upstream, you know, to save Apple money, which is kind of funny. And theoretically, what you'll be able to do is depending on how much you send up, you'll be able to, you know, I don't know, get
free music,
get free iTunes music, you know, which I don't know why they're doing that. But if they do that, you'll be able to download podcasts, hopefully.
Now, is this confirmed?
No. I think it was actually BS. To tell you the truth, it's probably BS, because I don't think Apple wants to... Because if Apple starts using BitTorrent, there's, I think, about 5%... there's a good part of America that think BitTorrent equals bad, so...
Well, that'd be good, because then I can download my 1080p MacBreak via iTunes.
Yes, because we all know that... It actually isn't that big.
It isn't that big. They compress it.
I don't know how they... They compress it pretty wackily, though. They have a pretty... You notice how they have all, like, the stills, because H.264 is good at compressing still images.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Anything else that you want to add?
Yeah, I think I hope macOS 10.5 has BitTorrent support. It would be cool. I hope, and also 10.5 will have some kind of new fancy thing with the dual booting, what is it called?
Boot camp,
yeah.
Yeah, it's standard in,
It'll have boot camp and possibly even having two operating systems running at once, and then we have, like, Apple Tab between them.
Like virtual PC?
Yeah, like virtual PC, but good.
That will eat up a lot of CPU. Like, you would only run
that... Yeah, that's why you have a dual-core CPU, man. It's only gonna use, especially if you have 2 gigs of RAM, right?
Yeah.
The inactive OS will use maybe 256, and the active one will use the rest.
They'll probably make that a BTO option.
Maybe. Because you also have the dual-core processor, so you can doing one core can assign to something to Windows, one core can assign to OS X. Kind of like in OS X, it can assign one program to one core, one program to the other.
So, that BitTorrent thing, are they going to use it for anything else? Like, are they going to use it for software update or
something? Yeah, software update, probably iTunes, too, to save the bandwidth.
iTunes video.
iTunes everything, probably.
Probably.
Because it probably costs them a few thousand a month. They probably cost them a shit ton to do iTunes.
Whoa, watch the...
Even more than, like, even YouTube, they say $1 million in bandwidth a month.
All right.
That's
well,
per month.
Yeah, you know, actually, by the way, YouTube... They spend $1 million
a month
on bandwidth up and down. But then they make a lot more than that.
I don't think they do.
I would be surprised if they don't.
I would be surprised if they did, because what do they have ads? That's it.
Ads and,
That's it.
You can embed your YouTube into other places so that you can get ads from there, too. Like MySpace, that's where they get a lot of their stuff.
No, they don't think... Yeah, I don't know if they get money from that, though.
Just because the advertising brings them there.
So, I don't know. YouTube is not doing... They have a ton of money, though, so...
They do have a ton of money.
They got it from someone. From VC funding, probably.
Seems like YouTube was one of those companies when it came, like... It just came out of nowhere. Overnight, it became popular.
Yeah, I mean, I watch a few things on YouTube. I don't use it too much, though. I mean... Yeah.
A lot of articles are linked to YouTube videos.
Well, dig, yeah. Well, that might be a problem.
Might be a problem.
Yeah, because they could just YouTube, like, those... Like, never mind.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, YouTube was down for, like, a week. It was really... For, like, a day, a few hours. It was kind of funny.
What was the issue? Upgrade?
Yeah, upgrade, or they... I don't know, something like that. That's a prawn on YouTube.
Okay, Jeremy Prawn. Anyway, anything else?
Just prawn everywhere.
Anything else in all?
What? Well,
like, for the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, also, I was playing. I got a restricted site on the schools, because at our school, we block everything.
They block everything. Yeah, but
they block
proxy servers are genius.
They block hotornot.com.
Hotornot.com?
Yes, they block that because it's R-rated.
Okay.
You know how it's R-rated? I'd give it a PG-13 rating. Anyway, you could apparently mess with the URL to say whatever you want. It would say whatever you want on the thing. So.
With HTML? Like you mess with the HTML?
No, you mess with the URL. You can like, in a certain place, you can type what site it was, and you can type what the message is. So you can make some pretty interesting things there.
Wow, so...
I was having a little fun with that.
Yeah, I saw you do that. That was funny.
So, if you can leave it, like, free, greatfreeprawn.net, and then you say, this is a really crappy porn site, you know, I gotta sound better. And then they show you a link. That'd be pretty funny if they had a thing that blocked, like, porn, but it showed you a link to another one.
Yeah. So, I think we should end this. Oh, but before we do, I have to say, next episode, or if we do, like, a part two of this one, we're gonna have another cast member, Marshall, from our school. He's one of our good friends.
He's not a Mac user.
He's not a Mac user, so...
He does have access to Macs.
He does have access to Macs, so he'll be putting some input on the whole PC side of our podcast.
Because we don't... I don't use Windows.
I use Windows half of the time. More like 25% of the time. Anyway,
yeah,
so,
we might not... I don't know exactly how we'll do that, so... Part one is over.
Part one is over?
Yeah, Nintendo Wii U still sucks, is the... Consensus.
All right. Join us next week for Michael and Jeremy's weekly podcast. Check out our websites. Mine is macgamer05@gmail.com.
No, it's not at gmail.com. It's macgamer05.googlepages.com.
Okay, at googlepages.com.
And mine, yeah, it's on the link.
You can just go to our site, jandmpodcast.blogspot.com. That's jandmpodcast.blogspot.com. Find all the links.
If you want to send a stupid email to us, you can do it, I think, at jmpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, and you can also do all the commenting on there. Get all the links at our website, and we'll see you next week.